30 million more pieces of evidence that the IRS can use against the American taxpayer. That is what this GAO report, U.S. Government Accountability Office report, said this week. We've known for quite some time now, since the American Rescue Plan Act was passed a couple years ago, that the 1099-K requirements were going to change. Now, if you're just getting caught, and that's why I made this video from, you know, a couple years ago now. Wow, I was thinner then. To get you caught up, if you haven't watched that video, you don't even know what a 1099-K is. Basically, this is a tax form that is sent to individuals who were paid money from basically payment processors, okay? PayPal, you know, Venmo, places like that. Used to be, you wouldn't get a 1099-K from one of these companies unless you had been paid at least 200 transactions during the year and to a dollar amount, total dollar amount of at least $20,000 during the year, right? So not a lot of people met these thresholds, okay? American Rescue Plan Act said, we're lowering that threshold down to $600, the same as for a 1099-NEC, for example, now, right? That you get if you receive cash as an independent contractor, okay? So this has far-reaching ramifications, especially for many of those in the gig economy, right? But it also has many ramifications for everyday people who use things like Venmo and PayPal and some of these other platforms to just pay their friends, right? So I'm gonna talk about it. But before I'm gonna talk about that and what to do if you get a 1099-K next year that's actually not taxable, I want to talk about this GAO report. Right. So the first page, it's only two pages. The first page basically talks about how the IRS catches people, right, when they you know, don't report income on their tax return that the IRS got a tax form for, right? Like a W-2 or a 1099. And obviously that's what the IRS is going to be doing a lot of with this new 1099-K thing. And the GAO report, I mean, I love this header here. New form 1099-K reporting threshold may exacerbate taxpayer confusion. Now, obviously what the IRS wants to do with this, why the government passed this, is to get more taxpayers in compliance, right? Because we all know, and you might even be one of these folks, you know, you've stayed under the IRS's radar because you have a gig, right, or something, and you're paid PayPal for it, right? And you might make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year with that gig, but because you don't hit that 200, at least a transaction volume of 200 separate transactions, you don't get you're not getting a 1099-K. Right? Well, that's going to change. Now, basically, everybody who has a gig that they run through PayPal, you know, or Venmo or these other platforms is going to get a 1099-K. I think Zelle is saying it's excluded because it's a kind of a cash-to-cash thing. But, you know, back to the GAO report here. It's saying, right, this may exacerbate confusion among some taxpayers, such as gig workers who may not understand the taxability of their payments and taxes owed. For example, some of these taxpayers may not know how to calculate profit or loss and may not understand the information reported on the form, right? Because if a lot of these cats have stayed under the radar because they didn't comply with their tax obligations, they didn't report the income they earned, well, all of a sudden, now they have no choice but to start reporting this income, they might not know how to do that Schedule C correctly, right? And that they actually get to take expenses and deductions against their income. So that's what this is saying. But here's the incredible thing here. IRS expects to receive 44 million Form 1099-Ks in 2024, increase of about 30 million. Of course, that's just an estimate. But folks, I mean, we're just kind of preparing this in our office. Wow, we're going to see a lot of folks who never had a budget for tax payments before. Now they're going to get a 1099-K and their income is going to be taxable, right, for their gig work, regular income tax, self-employment tax, state income taxes. We're preparing to see a lot more folks in our office. Well, we don't, you know, we're virtual, but, you know, who book appointments on our calendar saying, hey, I don't have the money to pay this tax, right? Because I've never had to pay tax before because I was always under the radar, never reported my income. The IRS never knew about it. Well, now they are. Right? So that's one thing that's going to happen here. Another thing that's going to happen here is there's going to be 1099-Ks being issued for stuff that's not taxable, right? Let's say you go out to eat with a group of friends, and you cover the bill for everybody. Let's say it's a big group. Let's say it's $1,000 for everybody or something like that. Nice restaurant, big group of friends, and you get a bunch of Venmos, and they don't tag it as a personal thing, right? For whatever reason, and you or PayPal's right to you for this money. Right. And they don't and let's say they don't tag it as like friends and family or whatever it is. Because if they tag it as friends and family, it's supposed to not be subject to this reporting requirement for the 1099-K. But let's say they didn't do that, whatever. And well, you're going to get a 1099-K, right? Because look, presumably that'd be over $600, right? Plus everything else during the year you did through your, Venmo or PayPal or whatever, right? And what you're actually supposed to do with that is you're supposed to report that. Well, I'll show you here. So you're actually supposed to report that here on Schedule 1. This is part of your tax return as other income, right? Like if you got something like that, right, a Venmo or something where, it's personal, right? It's not a taxable event, right? Like it's a personal reimbursement because you went out to dinner with some friends. You're actually supposed to report that here, right? The amount on the 1099-K or whatever amount is actually personal right here. But you're supposed to then like back it out right here under other adjustments, right? And you're supposed to put you're supposed to put the same amount there, right? So you're not actually taxed on it, but you still want to report the 1099-K tax return because I can foresee the IRS sending a bunch of these notices out, right? Kind of like the CP2000s we see now might even be a CP2000. If you don't report all this 1099-K stuff in your tax return. So you should report it, else you're probably going to get a notice from the IRS. You're going to have to respond to it to the under-reporter unit, right? Or you're going to have to pay a professional to help you, figure this out and respond to the auto-reporter unit and explain, well, no, this was just Venmos from friends, and then show the receipts, and it can be a big hassle. So please, just report this correctly or how the IRS wants you to the first time around, or you could be looking at notices from the IRS that you do not want. And when does this all start, friends? Well, this frenzy's going to start in 2 months. It's November 2023 as I'm recording this. 2023 is the first year that this is going to be in place, right? So 1099-Ks for 2023 will be at that new $600 threshold, and those 1099-Ks are going to be going out in January, right, or starting next year. We thought it was going to be 2022 as part of the American Rescue Plan Act, but they actually kind of moved that to now, okay, instead of tax year 2022, 1099-Ks issued in 2023, now we're making 2023 the year, the transition year, for 1099-Ks issued in 2024. Okay, so we're going to see, according to this GAO report, 30 million more 1099-Ks issued this coming January, at least in the Q1 of next year, than we've seen previously. So we are buckling our seatbelts. We know we're going to get a lot of folks reaching out for help about this. But if you're watching this video, please report that 1099-K on your tax return, right? If it is truthfully business income, right? You're making money and you're paid through PayPal. That goes on your Schedule C, okay? And you can take your valid business expenses against it. If it's not a taxable thing, if it's just like a reimbursement or something, or you sold a couch, okay, and the couch you bought for $1,000 years ago, and you sold it for $200, right? And that's a personal loss, not taxable, right? But you would still have to put that on Schedule 1, report the 1099-K on Schedule 1 and other income, but then back it out under other adjustments on Part 2 of the Schedule 1. So anyway, folks, just, kind of a spur of the moment video here about the 1099-K report that came out of the GAO. Let me know what other questions you have about 1099-K. I'll do my best to address them because I think this will be quite a big issue for many folks in the new year. All right. Thanks so much for watching. See you in the next video. Bye-bye.